What you think of as safe during market volatility could be costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars and making you retire later than you want to. Now look, I get it. Risk, Trump, tariffs, isn't investing in the stock market gambling? But what if playing it safe actually guaranteed you a loss? Now, understanding this key principle, risk and volatility, helped us to retire 3 decades earlier than the average person in the UK. Let's get into this key distinction that will save you a fortune. So what is risk and what is volatility? So I want you to think of risk and volatility as taking a flight. You've got your Coke, your glass of water, as Katie and I drink, and then the light comes on, the seatbelt light comes on, the captain comes over, zings, going, we're going to hit volatility, we're going to hit some turbulence in the plane, it's going to get rocky. The plane starts to get rocky, you're shaking with turbulence, and you're starting to wonder, are we going to make this? But have you ever not made it to your destination in the plane? You probably wouldn't be listening to this if you hadn't. Planes are incredibly safe, but there is turbulence, and I want you to think of the turbulence as volatility and the risk of not getting to your destination, which is actually risk of losing money, is very, very small. It's infinitesimally small. Risk is your chance of losing money, actually losing money and having less than when you started. Volatility is the change in price, or how much that price goes up and down over time. That volatile price doesn't actually mean you'll lose money over the long run. It means it's a rocky ride. Now, where things get confused is over the short term, risk can equal volatility, but over the long term, they are two very different things. And understanding this will enable you to invest in a completely different way. If you know someone that needs to hear this message, please share the video with them, hit subscribe, like, and maybe leave me a comment and tell me what you think. When we were a lot younger, my wife Katie got a phone call while she was at work. The guy on the other end of the phone said, "Have you thought about investing for your future?" And Katie thought, "Well, I have. I want to. That sounds amazing." So off she went to the fancy offices to meet the financial advisor. They did the standard thing financial advisors do, and they gave you a risk profile. Basically, the first question they ask you is, how comfortable are you losing money? Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to lose the money that I have worked extremely hard to earn in a day job. I don't want to lose it. So I'm going to answer no to that question. And what happens every time with financial advisors is they then stick you in cautious funds, in bonds, in safe investments that don't grow over time, in fact, perform barely better than inflation. And that's exactly what happened to Katie. They stuck her into a cautiously managed fund. She invested her money, and over the course of several years of that investment, nothing happened. Now, if we'd have stayed with that guy right up until this point, we would be £1.1 million worse off. Yes, you heard that right. £1.1 million worse off because we followed the advice of a professional investment advisor in a suit telling us what to do. And he was just trying to keep us safe by putting us in less risky investments. We wouldn't have been financially independent now if we'd have listened to that financial advisor. Now, we were fortunate to find the financial independence community, learn about effortless investing and index investing and how to invest our money differently. And we changed after a couple of years, minimalizing the losses that we'd had. But why have the financial industry got these two things confused, risk and volatility? Well, the world of finance has this term, SRRI, that tells you how volatile a fund is, or how risky. They call it risk, your risk of losing money. But the time frame that the FCA chose was a 5-year time frame. Now, 5 years in terms of human life is not very long. Actually, if you start investing at 40 years old, you're probably going to be investing for another 40 to 45 years. So 5 years is the wrong time frame to look at risk. But what they're really telling you is that the price is very volatile over those 5 years, because they are worried that if you experience that volatility, you will sell it off, crystallizing a loss and screw over your financial future. So they're actually trying to protect you instead of educate you to understand the difference between risk and volatility. Now look, I get it. We're all worried about risk and losing money, so we want to play it safe. Trump, tariffs, all the things are going on around the world. Isn't investing in the stock market gambling? Isn't it like putting your money all on crypto and you might actually lose it all? Now, investing in cryptocurrency, whiskey, speculating on wine is incredibly risky. You're buying at one price, hoping that it'll go up, and selling it at another price. To us, that's not investing, that's speculation, and that is super risky. You can also speculate in the stock market by buying Apple or Tesla or other big brands and hoping that they go up. But there's also a risk that things go badly, such as they are right now for Tesla. And then your money truly is at risk. And it's a bit like putting all of your money on red when you gamble in a casino and hoping that it comes out okay. And this is where I think people really don't understand things, is that by putting your money in a high interest savings account, putting it under the bed to keep it safe, actually devalues it against inflation and virtually guarantees you a loss over the years and not having enough in retirement. So there has to be somewhere in between the gambling of cryptocurrency and putting it under the mattress safety, which actually leads to long-term wealth. But the real difference between risk and volatility is time frame. Time frame is the critical thing. So let's ask you some questions. What's your chance of losing money in the stock market if you invested in a simple broad-based index fund like the S&P 500 or a global fund? What's your chance of losing money over one day? If you invest in the morning, sell in the evening, what's your chance? Well, you have a 47% chance of losing money. So basically, it's a toss of a coin. It's 50-50 whether you make money or not. Now, that to me is risky. That's gambling. That's something I don't want to get involved in. But what if we take the time frame out to 1 month? You invest at the beginning of the month, you sell at the end of the month. On average, what percentage of the time would you have lost money? And the answer is 38% of the time, which is not that much better. It's still a 1 in 3 chance of losing money. That sounds like gambling to me. Over 5 years, you have an 11% chance of losing money, which means you have a 90% chance that the stock market is way up over 5 years than it is over 1 year. How about if we take it out to 10 years? Over 10 years, there's a 5% chance of losing money. There's a 95% chance your value of your fund has gone up significantly. And then over 15 years, you have a 0.02% chance of losing money. So you're basically guaranteed over 15 years, you will make money. Now, over 15 years, it will be a very volatile ride. The market will go up and down, but over the long run, it always goes up. So the real question is, how long are you investing for? And this is where lots of people get it wrong as well, because they go, oh, I'm 60, I'm going to retire in 3 years, so my investment time horizon is 3 years. Wrong. You're not going to sell off all of your investments when you retire. You're going to live off them. So your investment time horizon is probably not 3 years. It's probably more like 30 years, because you're going to have a time of retirement as well. You don't sell it all off when you retire. You sell a little bit off each year to live off. So are you acting out of fear when you're investing? Or are you investing for the long term and willing to ride out the volatility? You might be thinking, this video is great, Alan, but what do I actually do about all this? Well, it's quite simple, really. You now understand the difference between risk and volatility. So what you do is buy one simple index fund, one global index fund, like the Vanguard Total World or the Vanguard FTSE Global All Cap. You buy that simple index fund, strap into the roller coaster of volatility and ride that roller coaster up. You hold it over time. You ignore the volatility, you ignore the media, you ignore all the other stuff, safe in the knowledge that your risk of losing money over the long term is virtually zero, and then wake up insanely wealthy in a few decades' time. Katie and I have made it to financial independence, and it's our mission to help you do the same thing. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe, hit the bell, and come on the free course, and let's help you get your finances and your investing straight so that you can truly live the life you want to lead.